This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Merry Christmas! Happy Kwanzaa, and of course we're in the middle of Hanukkah too as well. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney. Hopefully you are somewhere drinking some hot chocolate, hanging out, I don't know, watching a bunch of football because we are going bowling. It's all about bowl games when it comes to college football. And on this show, it's been a lot of fun looking back at the year and looking back at some of the things that we talked about, including technology and cybersecurity, a conversation that never grows old with Sean Henry in our Forbes Books at Bedtime about cybersecurity and what you have to be concerned about. And I think we've all had brushes with what happens as a result of people trying to hack into your accounts, and whether it's work-related or whether it's personal. So you don't want to miss Sean Henry. And also her story, Maude Stephen Wagner. Think of the tattoos. Are you a fan of the tats? Boy, tattoos are like nothing now, right? So you can get the henna tattoos, which then go away, but a real tattoo, it couldn't be bigger. But ink started a long, long time ago, my friends, and Maude Stephen Wagner was one of those people that went from coast to coast. You'll hear a little snippet about her in my cool feature that I do called Her Story. Right, in the meantime, it is all about movies, right? At the tail end of the year, the latest, greatest, Star Wars is out and is getting a lot of buzz because it's earned well over $175 million. Cats flopped. We did a cheap movie review on that. I'm not surprised that Cats didn't do well because it was great on the stage for decades. But on the movie screen and trying to make that make sense, it didn't seem like that would translate to me. But The Rise of Skywalker translates, and it's the ninth Star Wars installation, if you will, and it's J.J. Abrams' Skywalker finale. And I don't, you know, is it the best one? It'd be fun sometime for you Star Wars junkies to figure out what is the best Star Wars of all time. Is it the original? Is it the prequels? You know, it depends on a couple of factors and what you're looking at for storylines, I guess, is the best way to look at that. But I think it's one of the biggest movies, of course, that's out there. In the meantime, we also have from our land of technology, because it is kind of Technology Tuesday into Wednesday, and people are talking about things like your home Wi-Fi. People always ask me, how fast is your Wi-Fi? How fast is your Wi-Fi? Or people that come and stay with you, what's one of the first things you do? In fact, people, no matter what, no matter where they live, they have a Wi-Fi code. And the Wi-Fi code is always the first. It's so strange, right? It's one of the first conversations you have. What's the Wi-Fi? What's the Wi-Fi? When you go into a hotel, they just give it to you automatically. It doesn't matter if it's a Howard Johnson's. They give you the Wi-Fi code. So Wi-Fi 6 is the latest generation wireless networking tech. And they say that's going to be really the cure for people who have crowded home networks. And it's just coming into market. So bouncing into 2020, it's something that will be talked about, Wi-Fi 6, that'll have features to keep all the devices on your home network kind of humming along in theory when you have smartphones and computers and tablets and thermostats and voice assistants on the network. It's like overwhelming. So you have to turn, you know, you have to turn some things off, obviously. And then the conversation becomes broadband, too. U.S. broadband speeds. Are they more than 5 to 3 to how much faster than the average mobile internet? And Deloitte did a survey recently that found 34% of Americans believe their cellular data service is faster than their home connection. Only 21% said that home was faster. I don't doubt that. I think a lot of times, for me, I think that same thing, that it's faster. But now, if you've got this, if the Wi-Fi 6 enhances it, that might make a difference. But, you know, there's always going to be some catch, right? And the catch is going to be what spectrum you're using, everything else in between. Because here's the thing. When you go to upgrade anything, you have to have massive discussions about what is it doing to your current system? What does it mean? How much do you use? What do you need? Blah, blah, blah. That whole thing, right? I don't know if you're getting these credit card offers or not, but what usually happens towards the end of the year, and for some people this is a brilliant thing, but a 0% interest card, is it a good bargain or not? And Americans used to leap at credit cards that allowed them to transfer balances for 0% interest, especially during the holiday season, because you save money. But do you save money? I think a lot of people don't understand how it works or not. I just saw a great story on this. I think it was on the USA Today. It was in the USA Today. And they were talking about these you go to comparecards.com, and they found that 76% of cardholders mistakenly believe if they don't get rid of their balance during the promotional time period, no interest period, they'll be on the hook for interest dating back to when they opened it. But that doesn't mean that, because that matters since only 54% who had those cards paid off the entire transfer during that introductory period. They go down from 59% who did in 2018. So does that make sense? So 54%. And now up to 59%. So there's just confusion about mixing up balancing, transferring the balances and the deferred interest products that are pitched out there. And there's a ton of pitches, like I said. And usually at the end of the year is when you get them. But 0% balance transfer credit cards can be a lifesaver if you're trying to knock down your debt and you're trying to consolidate. But you have to know, because I think some people use it as kind of an excuse to go and spend. Yeah. But I like that they cleared up the confusion as to whether or not that hits you and dings you in some way, because it doesn't. Speaking of being dinged, I mean, here we are in the holiday season, and just a couple of days ago, the Raven Air had to cancel about a half a dozen flights in Alaska on Saturday, because that's big holiday travel time. The company said it was a malicious cyber attack on its computer networks. The cancellations affected about 260-80 passengers. That's not good, 260-some people. And that's a regional carrier, but then they're taking them to other places, obviously, as they're heading away for the holidays or whatever it might be. So that means lots of delays in trying to navigate that and re-rack it. Ugh. When you travel, you have to check everything, and you have to pack your patience times 10. You have to do it, because who knows if there is some kind of a cyber attack. That happened to me. I talked about it in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, how Southwest went down and I was supposed to be somewhere and the flights got canceled 2 days in a row, and we eventually ended up driving 17 hours straight. Ooh. And because it is that busiest time of the year, even after we get through, because now here we are, Christmas Eve, Christmas, and even after we get through that, people are still ordering because they'll get breaks after holiday sales and that kind of stuff. And it's curious as to how many people end up taking advantage of post-holiday sales. They say that number could shoot up actually in brick-and-mortar stores, because they're trying to figure out ways to get people to get away from Amazon and all the big delivery places where you just get it online. And that's an ongoing battle, and I think it's going to be an even bigger battle as we bounce into the next decade. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, her story.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more. Call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
The circus drew her in, but it's what she did with ink that separated her from other performers. Maude Stevens Wagner was the first female tattoo artist in the U.S. I'm Kate Delaney, and this is her story.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds the red corpuscles in our blood, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves, and cancer dies in oxygen. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
As a contortionist and aerialist, Maude Stevens Wagner was making a name for herself in the circus world in the early 1900s. After meeting her husband, who knew the art of tattooing, she quickly learned the craft herself, doing hand drawings, refusing to use machines when they were invented. She was sought after as she traveled to fairs, arcades, and vaudeville houses. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story. Chicago. Want a quick daily shot of the news in your news briefings? It's easy. Go to Skills and search Virtual News Center in your flash briefings and select Chicago, just like you did for my Her Story feature.
Wow, what a cool story about Maude Stevens Wagner. Kate Delaney, hope you're enjoying that after the holidays, during the holidays, time with your family or friends. Maybe you're running out to get a tattoo. Maybe that was something that somebody got you for Christmas. Ooh, that would be such a personal gift, wouldn't it? I've ordered a tattoo for you. Well, if you could pick your own tattoo, I guess it would be okay. I don't know how you could pick out a tattoo for anyone else. You could pay for it if you knew they wanted one, but I think it'd be difficult to pick out the exact tattoo. Let's put it that way. So coming up on the show, and I already mentioned this, Michael Barry, we're going to chat with him. Also, Sean Henry, one of my favorites, when we talk about
cybersecurity, Michael Barry. We talk about insurance and fires and how awful for all of you listening on the West Coast, but just in general, anybody dealing with this, things that you need to pay attention to, because we don't. I mean, I would challenge anyone. How many of you know your policies inside and out? How many have any idea, have squirreled it away somewhere, thrown it in a file, and you think you know what's covered or what isn't covered, but do you really, really know? And because of that conversation with Michael Barry, it kind of challenged me to do that. And I know our friends in California especially, because it's changed a lot, and it changes a lot when you live in hurricane areas and whatnot, because of what happens when there is any kind of natural disasters and how that can really kind of tweak policies and how you can get policies and what you have to worry about in your particular neighborhood. Let's put it that way. Rolling along, it's interesting that, you know, we are 8 months away or so, more than that, probably 9 months away from our next Shark Week. And I've become fascinated with Shark Week. I grew up not far from the Jersey Shore, where supposedly now they constantly have these great white shark, you know, sightings here and there. And I used to live not too far from Santa Barbara, and there was a shark attack, a 37-year-old man surfing near the Channel Islands last weekend, was attacked. The shark, they don't know who it was, but he bit the man in the leg. A companion did this tourniquet thing, and a boat picked him up, thank goodness. So that is truly the best outcome that you could hope for, because they ended up airlifting him to the hospital, and they were happy they could do that. But this supposedly was a pretty big shark, and the tourniquet helped, and getting him into the boat was huge, and then of course airlifting him was vital too. I mean, these surfers, they are just like lunch meat sometimes for these sharks. And Santa Barbara, in that coastline, because of the coolness of the water that often then turns warm, is an area that is like shark central, going kind of traveling anyway up and down that coastline. So I wasn't necessarily shocked when I heard that, because I've heard stories before about about sharks. All right, the end of the year means installation for judges. In fact, check this out, the amount of judges, ready for this, after 3 years in office, the president has, as they say, remade the judiciary, the federal judiciary. He, Trump nominees make up 1 in 4 U.S. Circuit Court judges. 2 of his picks are on the Supreme Court, of course. In total, the president has installed 187 judges to the federal bench. Wow. The Supreme Court, where 2 of the 9 justices are conservatives selected by the president, could eventually hear a case that is huge, and we know what that is, the Affordable Care Act. One of the 2 appellate judges who ruled against the landmark law was a Trump appointee, because they're trying to figure that all out. That's not done yet. Some people are mistakenly trying to figure out, I'm not sure. I thought they voted to vacate that as far as the mandate, but there are still issues, you know, surrounding that. 187. Wow. I had no idea that it was that many. All right, we move from judges to the fact that we do not have a shutdown for the government. Otherwise, we'd be going through a holiday week where we would have a government shutdown, and that would be part of the conversation. How long is the government going to be shut down? Yada, yada. But the president signed the funding into effect. They agreed on the Hill, which is nice. So this time around, not held hostage by a government shutdown, so nobody will get in the middle of all of that. And that, my friends, is a very, very good thing, I think, anyway. Sad to hear about the story of the 13 people shot inside a party for, it was a memorial party for a gunshot victim. And they're saying, oh, is it gang related? No, it's not gang related. But, you know, you got to question that. They're questioning a person of interest at this point. 13 were wounded, 4 critically. And it was a memorial gathering early on Sunday, and more more people were wounded in the shooting than any other in the city since 2013. So, of course, it makes big headlines, and it should. But how sad is that? And especially, I'll say it again, as we hear, it was a memorial, and the party was honoring a 22-year-old man who was fatally shot when he was in a car during an attempted carjacking back in April. So, wow. I mean, this is Chicago, and this is what they live with. And I like Chicago, and I went and spoke in Chicago a couple times in 2019. And the city is vibrant, and there's a lot to do, and there's a lot to do in the suburbs. But I think it's very scary when you talk about what happens on the south side and how many people are neglected and what in the world is going on in that city. What in the world? For you Californians who are out there listening and you always complain about the amount of people that are coming into your great state, the Golden State is stuck when it comes to the amount of people coming in. They said the number, I've just read this story in the LA Times, the number of Californians increased to 39.96 million. Wow. That's new data from the Department of Finance, but it mostly shows downward trends. There are fewer births, there are more deaths, and changes in people coming into the state, the flow into the state. So California's population grew by 141,000 and change between July 2018 and July 2019. So if you look at that number, it's down. It's one of the lowest recorded growth rates since 1900. The 1900, even though it sounds like there are so, it still is a big state. It's obviously, and there still are a lot of people there. The most common destinations, though, for people leaving California, because they say it's too expensive or whatever reason, they go to Arizona. People listening to us in Tucson, you know about that. Colorado, Nevada, Oregon, Texas, Washington. We have listeners in all those places. And the economies are, in some cases, healthier in those parts of the country. The cost of living is less. And that includes the taxes. The taxes are outrageous in California. Somebody who lived there, I know exactly what they're talking about. In whether it's housing, whether it's something to do with your cars, whatever it is. I mean, everything is taxed and then taxed again and taxed some more. So I think they're seeing a lot of people that are actually leaving California. All right, hang through with us. Much more coming your way on this version of the show. Again, hope you're enjoying your holidays. Stay with us.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Prosecutors in Los Angeles are reviewing 8 cases accusing disgraced film mogul Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault. The office now has to decide whether to move forward with prosecution. District Attorney Jackie Lacey created a task force more than 2 years ago to handle the surge in sexual misconduct allegations against entertainment figures after the accusations against Weinstein launched the Me Too movement. No charges have yet been filed against the 22 men, including Weinstein, actor Kevin Spacey, director James Toback, and former CBS CEO Leslie Moonves, actresses Gwyneth Paltrow, Angelina Jolie, Lupita Nyong, and Ashley Judd have accused Weinstein of sexual harassment, while actress Asia Argento, Rose McGowan, and others have accused the Oscar winner of raping them. Weinstein is scheduled to stand trial January 6th on charges he raped a woman in 2013. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Once again, welcome back to Forbes Books at Bedtime. I'm here with Greg Stebbin, of course. Hi, Greg.
Hey.
We have a tremendous guest. I can't tell you. I walked into the Ritz and so many people ran up to me to tell me about this guy. And I guess they had heard through the grapevine that I was going to talk to him and you and I were going to talk to him.
His name is Sean Henry. He's the president and chief security officer of CrowdStrike Services. And, Sean, you just gave a speech here. We're at WP. By the way, the Women President Organization. And you just gave a speech here, the cyber threat to your business and what to do. There's something weird going on here.
And what to do to understand the risks your company faces in the digital world and learn cybersecurity strategies to protect your business network.
That's a mouthful.
It is.
But
I'm glad
important.
You had 90 minutes.
I did. I've got another 90 minutes this afternoon. It's really important. I think when you're thinking about cybersecurity and the fact that everything that an organization does day in and day out, everything they produce, all their communications, everything they store in their environment is at risk. It's really the very DNA of every corporation. And here at WPO, we're talking about small, medium businesses. They are at risk because oftentimes people think that they wouldn't be targeted because they're not the major corporation. But the reality reality is some of these significant actors are targeting them, and they're stealing tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars from some of these companies, and it's really something that they need to be concerned about.
Yeah, because of that, do you think that, as you say, Sean, you don't think you're going to be the victim because you're not big, you're not Microsoft, you're not one of these big companies, so I'm just too small for that. How much money has been lost? How many people have had their businesses in turmoil and chaos because of this?
It's a widespread threat, and there are companies that I've been to, some of the most significant companies that you would expect would have the right security in place and they'd be able to protect themselves, but they've been victimized. Part of it is because the networks are so vast and there are so many opportunities for an adversary to actually get into the environment, and there's no good way oftentimes for companies to actually detect the attack. So in other words, they put their defenses in place, but the adversaries are able to get by the defenses. With enough time and effort, they'll get in, and then the companies are not doing anything to detect what's happened behind the firewall. And when you've got an adversary that's in the environment for days or weeks or months completely undetected, something bad's going to happen.
So I would also guess, I mean, we're kind of talking about the idea that small to medium-sized companies think, well, it's not going to happen to me because they're going to target the big guys. I'm also guessing that part of that attitude is, well, how would they ever find me versus someone else? And my understanding, and I hope you'll explain this if I'm right, is that nobody's necessarily looking for your small or medium-sized business. They're just looking for a vulnerability, and if you offer it, they're going to take it.
No, that's true, Greg. There are groups that are very, very targeted, and they're looking for specific information. So there are nation states, for example, that are targeting corporate networks looking for intellectual property or research and development. Well, if they're looking for something related to some nanotechnology or jet propulsion, they're not going to come to that small company. They're going to come to the company that actually developed that technology. Although, they might come to a small company who might be a vendor to that larger company and use that as an access.
Yeah, there was that story of, you know, they got into some company because they knew they ordered Chinese food.
That happens regularly where vendors are targeted, and they might see the vendor as kind of the low-hanging fruit and the ingress into the network. But also, there are other actors out there who are not necessarily targeting specific pieces of information, but they are looking for, they're kind of the equivalent of jiggling the doorknobs, and you know, if the door is locked, they move to the next one until they find one that's opened. They are looking for that. There are ways to actually scan the entire network, the internet, with very specific scripts that allow the adversary to determine which IP addresses are vulnerable, what type of operating system is running at a particular IP address, are there known vulnerabilities, and then they run exploits against those vulnerabilities just to get in. And once they have a foothold, who knows where it takes them.
Right. Oh, boy. So what are a couple of quick little things people listening across the United States can do who are in a position of owning one of these companies to protect themselves?
First of all, they have to take this seriously, that it's a legitimate threat to their organization. I tell companies all the time, this is a business risk. Just like any other business that you're in, you're looking at expanding or coming up with a new product line or doing a merger or an acquisition of another company. This is a risk just like that. So companies need to figure that out and take that seriously. Secondly, they need to make sure that they've got somebody who's paying attention to their network and actually looking on their network regularly for anomalous behavior. That includes people who are patching the system and updating and upgrading the systems. Oftentimes what we see is companies that are exploited where there are known vulnerabilities, and in many cases the vulnerabilities have been in place for months or years, and if you just fix that vulnerability, the exploit wouldn't work against it. And the adversaries, we make it easy sometimes for the adversaries because we essentially leave the front door open. So making sure you're patching your networks, making sure you've got people that are paying attention, you're training your people. One thing I tell people all the time is you've got to identify where your critical assets are in your environment, and then you've got to keep duplicates of those databases, your most important pieces of information, because what we're seeing adversaries do now is to encrypt databases and then extort companies in order to provide the keys to decrypt the data. And so having a duplicate copy, you know, you want to first try to protect it, but if you can't protect it, if you've got a duplicate copy, at least you can help to reconstitute your environment. So there's a whole host of things. We could talk for many hours about it, but I think the most important is people paying attention.
And do you find that companies want you to tell them that if we we do X, it's a set it and forget it solution and we're done?
There's no such thing in this space as set it and forget it, because the enterprises, the networks themselves are like living, breathing organisms. You've got a company that has 100 employees or 1,000 employees or 100,000 employees. Every single day there are changes to the environment, right? There's people who get fired. There's people who get hired. There are servers that go out of business and you bring new things online. So it's constantly changing, and you've got to have people who are paying attention to that. The second piece is what I call being proactive in the environment, and that in addition to having your necessary defenses in place, your firewalls and dual-factor authentication, you've got to have good, strong passwords, you're using encryption, you've got standard best practices in place to defend. Beyond that, you've got to proactively hunt in your environment, constantly looking for indicators that an adversary is there or something nefarious has happened or is happening. So it's never set it and forget it. It's constantly being proactive, being aware, being alert. Not unlike a building. You know, you don't put up the front gate and then walk away and say, we're secure. You've got security guards, you've got cameras, you've got people who are walking through the building.
Yeah.
Constantly attentive to what's occurring and looking for anomalous behavior. Someone's out there to hurt you.
Why do you think people don't pay enough attention to this, Sean? Because certainly, my gosh, anytime anybody gets hacked into, just in general, the government, a big company, everybody talks about it. It's the buzz at the water cooler. Why do they not pay attention?
You know, there still are people who have this sense that, you know, can't happen to me. It's complex sometimes, and I think people sometimes are afraid of it. They shy away. Like anything, unless it happens to you or somebody nearby you, I think people just are not paying enough attention. Now, that is changing, and I'm seeing many more corporations. There are a lot of boards of directors that are getting much more engaged. They're holding people accountable. We've seen attempts to actually have board members removed because there was a perception that the board failed in its fiduciary responsibility. So that has gotten people's attention. There's been some lawsuits, so the liability piece has gotten people's attention. So it is starting to change, but I'm still amazed when I see people who say, it's not that important.
You know, it's funny you talk about boards. I've been doing a lot of work lately on getting people on boards, and I just came back from something, a big conference in Houston. One of the things that they said in the energy industry is they were actually looking for young blood, because the perception is you have older people on boards who are retired and have this great lineage and history in business, but getting younger people who know cybersecurity, who know social media even, so that the corporations protect themselves from that. But it's, having said that, they're not really doing it, but that's a good idea.
No, you're absolutely right. I work periodically with the National Association of Corporate Directors, and I go in and I actually talk to boards about the risks here, and I've been on a board before, done some advisory work. I understand the kind of the thought process about getting some younger people who understand the technology. Again, I think it's really important to focus on the risk. This is a business risk. Mm-hmm. You do not have to be a technologist to understand that there are liabilities here and that there are ways you can be paying attention. I think having some outside advisors are important, some organizations, trusted partners that you work with to get really down in the weeds, down into the ones and the zeros. But understanding this risk and understanding this threat and that you are being targeted is absolutely first step. Boards of directors are a great place to start.
Yeah.
We're talking with Sean Henry. He's the president and chief security officer of CrowdStrike Services. Where does your company fit into this? What kinds of services do you find yourself offering and that your clients need?
So CrowdStrike is a security technology company. We actually have put in a network sensor. It actually sits on all the endpoints in an environment, desktops, laptops, servers, and that's monitoring any real anomalous behavior. Oftentimes, adversaries are able to get a piece of malware into an environment, and they move freely through the environment until they get to the crown jewels. Our technology actually identifies the behavior and is able to detect it before it's able to take root, essentially, and allows organizations to mitigate the consequences of the attack. And that's at a very high level. It's really really cool technology that provides great visibility and allows companies to recognize bad things are happening. We do professional services, compromise assessments, penetration testing, table tabletop exercises. And unfortunately, we have to do incident response where a company has been breached. They've lost a lot of data. They're suffering. They're bleeding. And we'll come in and we'll really help walk them through that process, get them over that hurdle, and help them to prepare their network so that they've got the resiliency they need going forward.
Wow. Amazing. We could talk for 5 hours about this. Sean Henry, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Thank you.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I've talked about the California fires a lot. I used to live in California. My best friend lives in California, and she was right in the middle of it. And we've got Michael Barry with us. He's the Senior Vice President, Head of Media and Public Affairs for Insurance Information Institute, III.org. You can find out more info there. Michael, thanks for jumping on.
Good to be with you, Kate.
So the California wildfires, and we saw north, south, et cetera, how much did this cost insurers in both 2017 and 2018?
Well, the numbers were quite extraordinary. The insurers in California paid out nearly $25 billion for wildfire-caused damage in 2017 and 2018. We don't have the numbers as yet for 2019, but so when we're looking at these numbers, we're talking about total insurance payouts for auto, homeowners, and business insurance claims, and it was throughout the whole state in 2017 and 2018.
Yeah, and we're talking about, by the way, some insurers are reducing their exposure to the state's risks after the what we just talked about, those statistics, those disasters. So what's a non-renewal notice that people face, and how does it differ from insurance policy cancellation? That's a huge question.
Yes, it is, and the first thing is insurers are in the business of gaining customers and expanding market share, so it's with great reluctance that an insurer would issue a non-renewal notice. And basically what that is when the policy period comes up for renewal, the insurer looks at the risks and decides. And very, by the way, it's a very small percentage of Californians that are seeing this, but this, it's a state of 40 million people, so even if it's a small percentage, it's a sizable number of customers who are now seeing, receiving these non-renewal notices. And basically what that means is the customer has 45 days to find another insurer. And oftentimes you can, but depending on where you live, it may be more problematic for you in terms of finding another insurer.
Yeah, and you know, and talking about that, when you these non-renews, and what do you do? I mean, so what do you do if either you're a renter or a homeowner, the insurance that happens to you, you have these non-renews? What do you do with them?
Well, the first thing I'd counsel a customer to do is to call your insurance professional and see if that decision can't get reversed. Sometimes it can. Again, the insurer wants to keep you as a customer, and these non-renewals have happened in other parts of the country as well after major events. So basically the first order of business is see, can I get this non-renewal overturned? Because this is another thing. The insurer has to tell you precisely why they're non-renewing you. They may say wildfire risk. In this case, I'd go back to them and say, well, what if I did A, B, and C, you know, created more defensible space around my property, got a new roof that would be able to withstand a fire better, would that make the insurer overturn the decision? Sometimes the answer is yes. So I think the first order of business is appealing the decision. Failing that, contact insurance professionals in your area and see who is underwriting properties in your neighborhood.
Yeah, and I can only imagine the cost of insurance soaring because of what's happened. So what about fair access to insurance requirements? It's actually the FAIR plan. Tell me about that. I don't know much about it.
Right. Basically what that is the property insurer of last resort. If you are in the California FAIR plan, that means you've really exhausted all of your other options, which start with the so-called admitted market. Now, the admitted market is basically all the name brand customers that your listeners would be familiar with in the auto and homeowners insurance market. So if I get non-renewed by a name brand insurer, I'd probably be canvassing the area to figure out if there are other name brand insurers, or maybe not so name brand insurers, who you want to make sure they're financially strong, though, even though, you know, you can go check AM Best and you have other ways of figuring out whether the insurer has the financial wherewithal to underwrite all the risks in California. But failing that, you go to what's called the specialty market. These are probably companies that a lot of people haven't heard of, but they insure higher risk properties, and there are insurance professionals out there. I think the key words for your listeners to look for are surplus and excess lines. I know I'm getting a little insurance-y on you, but yeah, if you're looking for coverage and you're up against it, surplus and excess lines are an option. And then getting back to what you talked about here, how do I end up in the California FAIR plan? I've not been able to find coverage in the admitted market, and I've not been able to find a specialty insurer who won't underwrite my risk.
So as we close here, we're speaking with Michael Barry, Senior Vice President, Head of Media and Public Affairs for the Insurance Information Institute, III.org. Tell me a little bit about that.
The Insurance Information Institute is an industry-funded consumer education organization. We explain what insurance is and how it works. We've got actuaries and economists here and communicators who talk about auto and homeowners and business insurance. A lot of what I do is news-driven, talk about a lot of natural disasters. There's always stuff going on. We had the tornadoes this week in the South, and a lot of reporters and the public want to know what's covered, what's not. Oftentimes, you know, not everybody's looking at their insurance policy until they need it, so we're here to explain, again, the basics of coverage when it comes to auto, homeowners, and business insurance.
All right, makes sense to me. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Good to be with you, Kate.
Wow, so interesting, because did you hear those numbers that Michael said at the beginning? And as a former Californian, I lived there for 5 years. Boy, I knew how crazy the insurance thing could get. So you look at auto, home, business insurers paid out $13 billion in wildfire claims in 2018. And then you go back 1 year before that, $12 billion in 2017. And we don't even have the numbers, like he said, for 2019. And think about that. So you got to get a new car. You got to rebuild your house. You got to restore whatever the business is. And that is, boy, that is tough. And every time I see those California fires, and we've had my friend Annie Zadarovich on, where she lives in Westlake Village and was right there in the center of everything that was happening. And they had to get out. They had to leave their home and go to a hotel. And they were even lucky to find the hotel. And then what happens is, of course, there's that wild panic. You don't know if your house has survived. You don't know what kind of damage there is and all of that. And unfortunately, it's always about human life. But then once the smoke clears, then you're dealing with, ooh, this is where I have to go now. What do I do here? And some insurers are reducing their exposure to the state's risk because of those disasters, and that's what we're talking about there. And, boy, the number in 2019 will also be very, very high, and that's incredibly crippling to so many people who are not aware of, you know, who are not aware of what the cost will be to them, and then getting reinsured, or what is their policy. You know, it's one of those things where this is a great reminder in this conversation with Michael, no matter where you live, but especially I know we have a lot of Californians listening to us, to be more prepared and actually really, really understand what your policy is, what you have covered, and then when you come back to some sort of a disaster, what you have to look at. And it's interesting, if you go to the Insurance Information Institute, iii.org, it's a really set up well, the website, and they talk about, since I want to say 1960, they've had all these insights on insurance, and so that will empower you, obviously, as the consumer. That's the idea. He mentioned that at the end, that there's information you can take advantage of. I know that I just went there as we're here on the air, and I'm looking at even driving in the winter, and how do you be prepared for that, and how do you stay safe, because there are people out there who are dealing with that right now. With your car, with whatever it is you're driving, and what can you do to up the game and help yourself a little bit? And then what about umbrella liability, and what is the policy for that? And it's funny, because I just looked at that, and what does that mean? And under an umbrella liability policy, for about $150 to $300 a year, you can buy that. And what it does is it covers things that you're not, you know, umbrella, that you're not thinking of. It kicks in and then covers you off on some other areas. And it's a very good thing for many of the people that are out there listening to us who find themselves underinsured or don't realize they're underinsured and what that actually covers. But there's all kinds of stuff with homeowners and renters, by the way. Sometimes we forget, and I was a renter for a long time too, about renter's insurance and thinking, how much is that, and do I really need it? And boy, oh boy, I had three friends who were involved in fires at apartments where they were, where it was somebody else that was below them or above them. And luckily they did have renter's insurance, and they could get back what they lost, which was a lot, because two of them were moving into homes, and they were young families. All right, so check it out. It is good. It's a great source. iii.org. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.